In wrestling, it takes individual match wins to pick up a team win. It also helps to have a competitor in every weight class for your team. When the 1989-90 wrestling season began, hopes were high for Chillicothe, coming off two MEC conference titles and sending several wrestlers to the state meet each year. The season started with a couple of open weight classes for Chillicothe. It cost them the first meet in a two-point loss to Richmond. The Hornets split a triangular but finished a strong second in the Lafayette tournament. The season had ups and downs, losses to Brookfield and Trenton, decent finishes in their own tournament and an Iowa tournament. As the season continued, things fell into place, finishing a strong second in the Brookfield tournament, wins over Kirksville, Marceline, Benton, Savannah, and a good third-place finish in the Oak Grove Invitational. When districts came around, Chillicothe finished second, despite having open weight classes at 103, 135, and heavyweight. Nine Hornets finished in the top four in districts. The win and your end sectionals were next. Russell won match. If you win that one, you head to the state tournament. Sectionals didn't go quite as well as the team hoped, with five out of nine Hornets winning and advancing to state. Chillicothe's 150-pound wrestler Danny King opened with a four-point loss, but battled back, winning his next three matches before losing 7-2 and finishing fourth. Stacy Weaver at 152 opened up with a close win, lost 2-8, but fought back with a pin, an 8-2 win, and another pin to finish third. Drew Danner took the mats at 160. Danner opened with a 10-2 win, a 9-3 win, a semifinal pin in 438, lost to a Nevada wrestler 9-7 to finish second. Brian Anderson at 119 opened with a 12-2 win, 15-1 win, pinned a semifinal opponent in 3 minutes and 40 seconds, beat a Rockbridge wrestler 6-1 to become the school's first two-time back-to-back state champion wrestler, going 30-1 as a junior, 26-0-1 as a senior. Chillicothe scored 79 points and finished fourth in the team standings, their best finish since wrestling returned to Chillicothe in the mid-1960s, and the four medals were the most since the mid-60s. The Hornets didn't win four state medals in a season again until 2016-17. With KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.